Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated. Please be seated. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into the word. I'm going to spend just a few minutes here. I'm not going to keep you long at all. I want to minister very short. Hallelujah. And thank you all for joining us, everyone here with us in the sanctuary and everyone that is online with us. Thank you for being with us today. Let's talk a little bit more about the greater one. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There's so much praise in our hearts. So much joy, so much thanksgiving. We're so thankful. We're so thankful for all the Lord has done for us. We're so thankful. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Look at it. It says, "You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." The greater one lives in you. The greater one is not in the world, folks. The greater one is not the one in the world. No matter what we may have seen, no matter what we may have experienced, or sometimes the mountains and obstacles that stand before us, the greater one, we've got to get this right. The greater one is inside of us. The greater one is not in the world. Many times, believers get confused the way we describe the one that is in the world. We give him so much, you know, almost sometimes suggesting, you know, he's the omnipotent, omniscient. No, he's not. The greater one lives inside of us. In fact, hold on here. I'm going to come back to 1 John 4:4. You remember there was this children of Israel in Deuteronomy. The Lord had told them, advance. The Lord told them, advance. Move. Move forward. Mind you, this is after 40 years. The Lord said, advance. So even when they had done 40 years in the wilderness, I think this was like the 38th year, when the Lord started to speak these things clearly to them. And you know, sometimes after you've done all of these things, like Pastor Tinu was saying during her exhortation, sometimes after you've served, you've done this, you've done that, you've gone here, you've gone. Sometimes we have this feeling like, you know, I've seen it all. We haven't seen it all. We haven't seen anything yet. And after 40 years, God came to Moses and said to him, "You have gone around this mountain long enough. It's time to advance." But some of the people that were in the crowd, which many of them didn't make it through those 40 years in the wilderness, and the reason they didn't make it was because they didn't see the one with them as the greater one. They saw the one in the world as the greater one. And so God knew when the time came, and when he came and said to them, "It's time to advance," they would not go. Because in their minds, the one in the world is the greater one. No, the one inside you. Put your right hand on your heart. Say this with me. The one inside me is the greater one. Now, let make this confession. We've been making this for a few weeks now. Say, "I am on my way to glory land. And the Spirit of God, the Ruach of God, the wind of God will see to it that I make it there." The greater one is the one inside you. He's the one with you. The greater one is not the one in the world. If you ever hear a believer saying, talking about the one in the world, the things they are dealing with, and talking about how great it is, how big it is, they are confused. They are truly confused. Because the one that is in you is the greater one. Amen. Let me see if I can find this scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. They were describing the one in the world, said there is the greater one, the giants, the Anaks, the sons of the Anakims, we saw the walls, they were built all the way up to heaven. That's a lie to start with, but that's what they believed in their mind. I'm going to find it. It's somewhere here in Deuteronomy. Look at it. I think it's there in Deuteronomy. We'll find it in just a minute here. They described him as they said they are the greater one. Here we are. Let's go. Look at it. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Let's read verse 25. They took the fruit of the land in their hand, and they brought it down unto us, and they brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord God has given to us. Verse 26. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And you murmured in your heart and said, because the Lord hated us as he brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where shall we go? Our brethren have discouraged our heart, saying, the people is greater and taller. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. And I said unto you, fear not. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God. Woo! The Lord your God is going before you. He shall fight for you. According to all that he did for you in Egypt before your own eyes. Come on, let's say this. Fear not. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, he shall fight for you. Come on, say this. The greater one lives inside of me. The greater one is not the one in the world. The taller one is not the one in the world. The mightier one is not the one in the world. The greater one lives in me. Say with some conviction and confidence, the greater one lives in me. Say one more time, the greater one lives in me. I want you to get taller this morning in this service. I want you to get taller. I want you to grow some more spiritual muscles. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want you to join me in the spirit. Don't disconnect from me now. Hallelujah. Don't be letting your mind wander all over the place now. I want you to join with me in the spirit. God wants to take you higher. It's a very short message. But I want us to engage the power and the anointing of the greater one that subdues the enemy. The power and the anointing of the greater one that subdues every obstacle and every opposition. And of course, I do have my eyes very squarely fixed on the next horizon for this ministry, for this vision. I have my eyes very squarely set on it. I'll never forget, right here from this same Deuteronomy in 1998, the Lord speaking to me about this vision in an encounter that I had. He said to me, not one city will be too strong for you. That's what he said. That's what he said. Flip over to Deuteronomy chapter 2. You see that here. Look at it in verse 31. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before you. Begin to possess it. Amen. that you may inherit the land. Then Sihon came out against us. That's the same one God said, I've given you his land. He got up. And if you don't have this confidence, folks, listen to me. On this journey of destiny, if you don't have the knowledge, the conviction, the assurance of what God has prepared for you, you will not make it. You will not make it. If you do not have the assurance of the revelation of the God that is in you, that is greater than the one outside the world, the one that is in the world, every little sound, every little noise you hear, because you know the devil is, the Bible says he's like a roaring lion. One of the things he knows to do very well is to roar. He makes a lot of noise. He can throw up a lot of dust and sand. He knows how to create confusion. He can put so much dust in the air, you can't see anything. And if you are not careful, you can buy into his lies and begin to believe that you have lost the fight. But I'm here to tell you this morning, on the authority of the word of God, on account of the spoken word of God, that the greater one lives inside of you and you are going to make it. I say you are going to make it. I declare to you, you are on your way to glory land, and the Ruach of God will see to it that you make it there. No Sihon will stop you. No Og will stop you. No Midianite will stop you. No Anakim will stop you. You will make it to your glory land. Shout yes if you believe it. Sit down for a minute. Sihon came out against us. He and all his people. To fight. To fight. You are going to fight. You want to fight. But who are you going to fight? You are not fighting us. The Lord already told us he will fight our battles. We just need to show up. Now, one thing you can't afford to do is to sleep at home. You can't afford to lay on your bed crying, sobbing, discouraged. You just need to dust yourself up, wear your clothes, and show up every day. I say you got to show up every day. When they call your name, you must be there. Say, present, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here today. The time must never come when we call your name on the battlefront and we find you are absent. You are missing in action. That must never happen. Just wear your clothes, no matter what you are feeling that morning, no matter what you are feeling that evening, just put on your clothes, put on the battle, just wear the battle gear. It's not you who is fighting, just wear the battle gear like you are the warrior. And show up for the fight. And then you watch your God fight your battle. I say you watch your God fight your battle. And when the enemy begins to roar like a lion, don't worry about it. Stay focused. Stay focused. Somebody says, stay focused. I'm focused on glory. Hallelujah. I'm focused on glory. Focus on glory. Jesus said, let's go on to the other side. He didn't say, let's go and die in the sea. Let's go and perish in the storm. Let's go over. Let's go over. The greater one will see to it. He says, Sihon got up and all his people to fight. And the Lord our God did what? He delivered him before us. And we smote him and his sons and all his people. We took all his cities at that time, utterly destroyed the men and the women, the little ones. Verse 36, from Aroer, which is by the brink of River Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us.
Amen.
The Lord God, the Lord our God, delivered all unto us. I'm here to tell you, not one city will be too strong for you.
Amen.
I'm here to declare to you that as you advance on your journey, on your destiny, not one city, there will never be a mountain that is too high for you. There will be no obstacle that will be too strong for you. The Lord your God will deliver all to you. I said, I remember when he spoke it clearly in 1998. It has not failed yet. Amen. It has not failed yet. Yes. He said, not one city will be too strong for you. Not one city will be too strong for you.
Amen.
Yes, did Sion get up to fight? Has Sion, has Og, has Midian, has Egypt, has Pharaoh? Has, yes, yes. But all they had was noise. Not one city will be too strong for us. And we haven't even taken them yet. We are just getting started. Hallelujah. And how do I know the Lord will get you to glory land? Because the greater one lives inside of you. The greater one lives inside of you. Please put that up for me in the NLT. The spirit you have received is greater than the spirit in the world. The greater one is not in the world. The greater one is in you. The mighty one is not in the world. The mighty one is in you. I want you to see this, children of God. Look at what the children of Israel said, those unbelievers said in Deuteronomy 1 that we just read. They said the greater one, the people are greater. No, greater than who? Greater than your God? He said the people are taller, they are greater, they are mightier. And the walls of their city, they are so high to heaven. It's not true. The greater one lives inside of you. Hear me. The greater one lives inside of you. Look at it in the NLT, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, NLT. You belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people. These people in the world are not the greater ones. The spirit in the world is not the greater one. You have already won a great victory over those people. Because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Listen to me, child of God. If this were to ever become a revelation to you, you will never ever quit. You will never ever quit from any situation of life. No matter the difficulties, no matter the obstacles, no matter the problems, no matter the troubles, you will never ever quit. Because you know the greater one lives in you. And the greater one who lives in you is greater than the spirit in the world. 1 John 5, 4. Whosoever is born of God will overcome the world. Somebody say, I'm born of God. Say, I'm born of the spirit. Therefore, I'm born of God. And therefore, I will overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. Look at John 16 verse 33 in the Amplified. You are born of God, and Jesus already overcame the world, and all you and I are doing is we are just enforcing what he did. That's it. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit said, Jesus said, when I go, I'll pray my Father, and he will send to you another comforter who is just like me. So the Holy Spirit being present here with us is like Jesus never left. Jesus is still here. So every victory that Jesus won, the Holy Spirit enforces it and makes it a manifest blessing in our lives. John 16, 33. Look at it in the Amplified. I've told you this thing so that in me you may have what? Perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. Why? For I have overcome the world. Amen. Jesus has overcome the world. Amen. And I've deprived it of power to harm you, and I've conquered it for you. Amen. Because Jesus overcame the world, you will overcome the world. I said, because Jesus overcame the world, you will overcome the world. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God himself will see to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When Midian rises against you, when Sihon rises against you, when torment and affliction, when the attacks of the enemy begin to come, the Lord God Almighty himself will see to it. Amen. By the greater one, he will raise up a standard against them. Yes. Let's go there to Isaiah 59 verse 19. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord himself shall lift up a standard against him. I want you to know, the Holy Spirit is your key to victory in this world. The Holy Spirit is your key, not just to survival. The Holy Spirit is your key to an overcoming life. The Holy Spirit is your key to winning every battle. Yes. He said, when the enemy shall come against you like a flood. Oh, Jesus. When the enemy shall come against you, come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord. Remember, he is the wind of God. Somebody say this with me. Say, I am on my way to glory land. The Holy Spirit, the wind of God, the Ruach of God will see to it that I make it there. Let's read that in the Amplified. Isaiah 59:19. So as the result of the Messiah's intervention, they shall reverently fear the name of the Lord. They shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he will put him to flight. He will put him to flight. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the breath of the Lord himself drives. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Holy Spirit will rise up. He will put him to flight. Child of God. When the enemy comes in like sickness, this word has to be a revelation to you, folks. It will be too late on a sickness bed for you to be trying to get a revelation of this word I'm preaching to you today. You have to have it before the attack comes. You have to know these things before the attack comes. You have to have an assured revelation of it before the enemy comes. Because when he comes in like a flood, guess what he came to do? He came to submerge you. He came to drown you. He came to decapitate you. He came to finish you. He came so that the story of your life, when it is written, they'll say, oh, what a shame. Oh, sorry. You will not. Your story will not end in sorry. I say your story will not end in sorry. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you see what he says there? He said they will praise the name of the Lord. They will fear his name from the west. And they will talk about his glory in the east. We are on the way to glory land. We're not going to shame city. Hallelujah. He said they will fear the name of the Lord from the west. That is, they will look upon you And the fear of God will capture them.
Amen.
And they will talk about the glory of the Lord to the east. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because when that enemy comes in like a flood, he is not coming to play. Child of God, hear me. Satan is not playing. You can't play with him. When he comes to finish you. He wants to make you history. He already knows he can't stop your faith, but he wants to make you history. Cut you off before your time, before your work is done. He wants to finish the story of your life before you are ready to be finished. Remember when Paul said, I have fought a good fight. You remember this? Paul said, I have fought a good fight. And then what? I have finished my course. Before you finish your course, he wants to come in like a flood and wipe you off the face of the planet. Before you finish your assignment, he knows we can't take your faith now. After you've been here for a while, he knows he can't take your faith. But before you make any more dent in the kingdom of darkness, he wants to finish you off. But somebody say, I'm on my way to glory land. Oh, Jesus. This has to be a revelation to you. Say, I'm on my way to glory land. And the Spirit of God, the Ruach of God, the wind of God will see to it. He will see to it. You see, for you, the Spirit of God is the breath of God. I'm going to close in a minute. For you, the Spirit of God is the breath of God. It's not a hurricane for you. The Spirit of God is not a hurricane to a believer. The Spirit of God is not coming to destroy around you. But the Spirit of God, even though he is a breath to you, a breath of life, a breath of restoration, a breath of healing, when he comes like a mighty wind against your enemy. You see what he says there? You see what he says there? When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him and put him to flight, for he will come like a rushing stream which the breath of the Lord drives.
Amen.
The Lord will go, and your enemy will be confused.
Yeah.
He will go, and they will scatter. You know what he did at the Red Sea, don't you? He came in like a flood. The enemy came in like a flood. Pharaoh came in like a flood. But the Spirit of the Lord raised up a standard. The Lord just did. And when he did, the sea parted ways for the children of Israel to walk through. Hallelujah. And when the Egyptian army tried to go through, he did. And the sea submerged them. And God said unto them, the Egyptians that you see today, you will see no more. Forever. Hear me, child of God, this has to be a revelation to you. This has to be a revelation to you. The Holy Spirit must be given his place. The Holy Spirit must be given his place. We must get to know him more. Get to walk more with him. The key to the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the key to activating the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, is walking intimately with him. Because when we walk intimately with him, guess what he does? He marshals everything that is available to him to work for you.
Amen.
When we ignore him, and we don't have intimacy with him, and we are not walking closely with him, the enemy rises like a flood and he just looks. Go and deal with it. But when he's walking with us, when he's close to us, when we are making room for him, when the enemy comes in like a flood, they say, go and read your Bible. Read the story of the children of Israel as they left Egypt. No devil could stop them. Even Moses was crying. Started crying. Everybody was, I said, get up. Do you remember? Do you read that story? He started crying, lifted, oh God, oh God. He said, get up, Moses. Why are you crying? Tell the people to what? Come on, tell the people to what? What is God saying to you today? Move forward. Advance. Tell your neighbor, say it's time to advance in destiny. Say it's time to advance in destiny. Say we are going somewhere in destiny. We are taking land. We are taking territory. No obstacle, no mountain, no Sihon, no Midian, no Egyptian, no Pharaoh can stop us. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be stopped. Let's close out in Zechariah chapter 4. Let's close out in Zechariah chapter 4. Hallelujah. You cannot be stopped. Let's close out in Zechariah chapter 4. On our way to Zechariah chapter 4, let's stop by in Psalms. I knew you would not be laughing. I knew you would not. I know you are in a hurry to go to Zechariah and you want to end up in 1 John, but I don't want you to be in a hurry. Let's go through Psalms. Right? Let's just pass. Let's stop by Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord that was on our side. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, where is my Israel today? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then, watch this, the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. The proud waters would have submerged us and buried us. They would have finished our story. They would have cut us off before our assignment was complete. He said, but blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. The snare is, the snare is broken. The snare is broken. And we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I'm trying to get some sweat out here. The sweat is refusing to come. I need to sweat a little bit. Hallelujah. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I want to preach it until the sweat is dripping everywhere. I want to preach it until it's flowing like a river. Hallelujah. Because this is a word of liberation. It is a word of liberty. It will set you free. It will set the captives free. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. The snare of Sihon is broken. The snare of Pharaoh is broken. The snare of Midian is broken. The snare of Egypt is broken. The snare is broken. You know who breaks the snare? You know who breaks the snare? It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Put that up. We're still going. We're going to close out in Zechariah 4. Let's stop now. Let's stop for 1 minute in Isaiah 10. He breaks every snare. He breaks every yoke. There is no yoke the Holy Spirit can break. I said there is no yoke the Holy Spirit can break. When the enemy shall come against you like the flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. He will come against him like a mighty flood of heaven and stop him in his track. Our soul is escaped. The snare is broken. And it's broken forever. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. Who breaks the snare? It's the anointing. Isaiah 10. Go to 27 And then let's back up a little bit. Two verses. Let's start from 25. Let's just read it right from here, from the screen. Look at it there. We don't have time. Yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease, my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke, his snare, from off your neck. For the snare and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The snare is broken. Every yoke is broken because of the anointing. Every yoke. No obstacle can stop you. No sickness. No premature death. If you don't believe this thing you are hearing today, Satan will send premature death against you before your time is, your work is done. He will send all sorts, all manner of sickness against you because before your work is done. Some people say, oh, God just needed another angel in heaven. It's not true. It is not true. He has a lot of angels, so many angels that he is giving them, sending them to the earth. If he needed angels in heaven, why is he sending them to the earth? If there's not enough angels in heaven to do his work, why is he sending more to the earth? No. If this is not a revelation to you, premature death will knock on your door and you will not know how to stop it. Satan will come like a flood. He will bring the snare when you least expect it. But the snare is broken because of the anointing. It is not by might. It is not by might. It's not by power. Yes. It's not. How is it done? It's by my spirit. It's the Holy Ghost that will give you the upper hand. You know what they used to call David in the Old Testament? The anointed man of God. The anointed servant of God. Why did they call him that? Because the Holy Spirit was upon him. How was he able to destroy Goliath? Because the Holy Spirit was upon him. You think it was the stones? You think it was trial by error? Let's throw one if it works. Let's throw the other. Let's try this. You know, by the time, even if you packed 100 stones, by the time you are throwing all those stones, Goliath would have gotten to you and killed you. It was the first stone. It was the first. It was not the fifth. It was the first. You know who empowered that stone? The Bible said the stone went right into the open space in the helmet of Goliath. It is not a coincidence. The Holy Spirit is the mastermind of breaking snares. He knows where the snare is. He knows how to break that snare. He knows what is captivating your life, what is holding down the root of your destiny. He knows, and he knows how to go there and break it and release you as a bird. release you like a bird, release you. There are people held down and held bound by generational curses and generational yokes, and they are struggling and they are fighting. The Holy Spirit knows how to go to the root of that snare and how to destroy it forever. There are people carrying sicknesses that were transferred to them from generation to generation to generation. Yes, take all the medication you want. That's good. Do it. But that's like David's stone. David's stones. That's, you keep throwing those stones. Yeah, maybe you feel a little better, but it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. How many stones could David have had to kill Goliath? It is the anointing. The anointing is working for you today. Stand to your feet wherever you are. The anointing is breaking the yoke for you today. The anointing is destroying yokes for you today. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Then he declares it, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will be made plain. Who art thou? God will secure your destiny by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God will secure your destiny by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You will not live before your time. You will not be stopped. You will not be frustrated. You will not be aborted. Somebody is listening to me somewhere. Somebody who is somewhere between life and death is listening to me today. I speak to you the word of the Lord. The anointing of the Holy Spirit destroys every yoke. That yoke is broken around you. That yoke is broken upon you. That yoke is broken ahead of you. You are released. You are set free from every snare, from every yoke, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's ready to take a flight of destiny today. Somebody listening to my voice is ready to take a flight of destiny. There are things that have held you bound. The cage has been locked. But today in this service, the Holy Spirit took the key. He broke the snare. You are escaped like a bird. You are escaped like a bird from the cage in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is putting you on a fresh flight of destiny. By his anointing, yokes are broken. By his anointing, yokes are broken. By his anointing, yokes are broken. Come on, say it out loud with me. I'm on my way to glory land. And the Holy Spirit, the Ruach of God, the wind of God himself, will see to it that I make you there. I'm not talking about the glory land of heaven. Yes, we're all going to the glory land in heaven. Praise God. The Lord will take us there. But there's some glory land here for you. If your assignment is not done yet, if you are not completed your work, if you have not gotten to the place where people look at you, the Bible said in Isaiah 59:19, they will fear the name of the Lord from the west, and they will sing his praise from the east. They will talk about his praise from the east. If people have not looked at you and said, glory to God, glory to God. If they have not looked at your story and said, glory to God, glory, then your work is not done yet. Then your work is not done yet. Say loud with me, I'm on my way to glory land. And the Spirit of God, the wind of God, the Ruach of God himself, he will get me there. He will get me there. I will not be aborted. I will not be frustrated. I will not be limited. I will not be ensnared. My goal will not be thwarted. I will make it to my glory land in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth. Begin to prophesy over your life today. Begin to speak over your future. In the name of the Lord Jesus, begin to declare concerning God's purpose for your life. begin to declare concerning God's destiny that has been prepared for you. Begin to declare concerning everything the Lord has ordained concerning you. Begin to declare it. I will get there. I will make it there. I will get there. I will make it there. I will get there. I will make it there. My life will not be cut short. Sickness will not take me out. Premature death will not kill me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, satanic attack will not frustrate my destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus, obstacles, worldly obstacles, will not defeat my purpose. In the name of the Lord Jesus, oh, I will make it there. I will make it there. The Lord will get me 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 there. Oh, come on, speak over your life. Come on, speak over your life. Speak over your future. Come on. Speak over abundant life. Help me speak over abundant life. Declare over abundant life. Prophesy over this ministry. Prophesy over this vision. Help me speak over abundant life, please. Prophesy over abundant life, please. You will make it there. You will make it there. You are on your way to glory land. Not one city will be too strong for you. You are on your way to glory land. Not one city will be too strong for you. When the enemy shall come against you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Who art thou, mountain, before Zerubbabel? You are made a plain. Arise and shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Go forward. Advance in destiny. Go forward. Go forward. Reach the harvest of the world. Reap the harvest of the world. In the name of Jesus, crooked places are made straight for you. Crooked places are made straight for you. You are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are more than an overcomer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will see to it. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will finish it. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will get it done. Oh, hallelujah. Now, begin to rejoice in the Lord. Begin to give him unbridled praise for what he has promised concerning you, for what he has already performed concerning your life, for what he has already completed concerning your future. Begin to give him unbridled praise. Begin to give him unbridled praise. Hallelujah. 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 We speak life over you, abundant life. I speak life over you, everyone under the sound of my voice today. The Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwells within your body, that same spirit, he will give life to your mortal body. He will give life to your mortal body. Receive the life of God. Receive the life of God. Father, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you.
We thank you. Thank you for doing a complete work in this ministry. Not one city. Not one city. Not one giant. Not one mountain. Father, we thank you. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you, Father. I speak to everyone under the sound of my voice today. Wherever you are, I speak to you today. Your dreams will know fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Your dreams will not be aborted in the name of Jesus. You will make it to your glory land. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not be aborted. You will not be miscarried. You will make it to your glory land. You will make it to your glory land. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will see the sunshine again. You will see the light of the sun again. You will see beyond the cloud. The mist will clear from your view. The power of the snare is broken. Every hindrance and every limit has been broken. You will make it through. You will make it through. You will not be buried in the Red Sea. You will make it through. You will make it through. No matter how loud the sound, the noise, you will make it through the noise. You will make it through the noise. The Holy Spirit will see to it. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.